Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
A texter here says, "Hi Brendan and co, could you get someone to put the appliance cost the lecturer on your show just said online? I think it would be really helpful to a lot of people, thanks." Well listen, I'm in the middle of something right now, but we can ask and co. Brendan won't do it, but maybe someone on, could someone on and co do that? I'm looking out at and co there, they're saying they try and manage that. By the way, there was so much we didn't get to with Aoife. I'll just give you a quick nugget here. For working from home, computer, a desktop computer is 3 cents an hour. A work style laptop is 1 cent an hour. And if you're gaming on a computer, a gaming computer is 7 cents an hour. So there you go. But look, we'll try and put all that up. Tom in Dublin 9 says, "Brendan, would shorter showers be a question of not turning the other cheek?" Very good, Tom. That's a lovely image now, Tom, I have of your withered cheeks in my head. Okay, so speaking of gaming and stuff like that, it looks like the metaverse is in trouble, or certainly Mark Zuckerberg's Meta, who have bet the house on the metaverse, is in trouble. So I'm joined now by Elaine Burke, who is editor of Silicon Republic. Hi, Elaine.
Hi, Hayden.
Elaine, my central question to you today is, what is the metaverse?
Yeah, so that is the question I get asked a lot. And here's how I'll explain it. If you've ever seen people playing in video games that are kind of open world video games, it's a bit like that, except you're expected to enter this universe using a VR headset. So instead of using a screen and a video game controller, you would have a headset that gives you a more immersive experience in this virtual world.
Yeah, I gather these headsets are very expensive, are they?
Well, the latest iteration definitely is. I mean, you can currently get the Quest 2 made by Meta for about €400 to €500 thereabouts. And the latest version that they've just announced, the Quest Pro, is coming out at 3 times the price of that. It's $1,500. I think it's going to be about €1,800 here in Ireland. So it's a quite a jump. Now, they're saying that the technology is more advanced now. It's got better graphics. It's lighter. But it's a huge jump for a pretty niche product.
Okay, yeah, but I suppose you'll save money on never leaving the house again, won't you?
So yeah, that's a joke.
What are people going to be doing in the metaverse? Is it going to be a work thing or a leisure thing or both, all of it?
So it depends on who you talk to. If you talk to me, I'd say it's going to stay as a gaming thing. It's definitely a subset of gamers are what's really driving, I think, the interest here. But if you talk to Mark Zuckerberg, he'll tell you that you'll have meetings in the metaverse. So his company, now called Meta, formerly called Facebook, has completely pivoted to invest in this idea of the metaverse and to kind of get a return on the investment that they plan to put into it. I think it's about $65 billion over a number of years. They've currently invested about $10 billion, I think. They need more than just a subset of gamers to be interested in this. They need you to be conducting meetings at work through the metaverse. They need you to be having people design things, collaborating together remotely through the metaverse. And I just don't see any of that happening, to be totally honest.
But then, I don't know, like, have you watched the Elon Musk thing that started on BBC? And like, you look at him at the beginning, when he was like taking, I think, Lotus Esprits and putting batteries into them, like, and you know, this is a car company called Tesla, we're going to sell cars. And he was crazy, like, and everyone knew he was crazy.
I wouldn't say that.
Then,
I mean, electric
and then
cars.
Time caught up with him eventually, like, and you know, sure, he seemed nuts when he was going to send rockets up and everything. Is it a question?
Well, the reusable
of that
rockets thing is a great example, because that is something that people would have not thought was possible. And we're really there now with, in terms of reusable rockets. And SpaceX and other companies have helped forward that along with the help of government grant money and government contracts. But Tesla didn't invent the electric vehicle. And sure, Steve Jobs didn't invent the smartphone. You know, they're the great innovators. The people who kind of put themselves, market themselves very well as the people who put these things forward. But I think that's what Zuckerberg's trying to do with the metaverse. But the use cases aren't really there. Electric cars, there's a great argument for electric cars. For smartphones, there was already people using BlackBerries and trying to do work through mobile devices. That was already a thing that was happening. I don't really see anyone who wants to put a monitor on their face to do meetings and stuff like that. We're already frustrated enough with Zoom interviews. Zoom meetings are a compromise. They're something that we do when it's not feasible to meet in person. But it's not that we want to enhance that. We want to enhance probably other forms of work and make the remote collaboration a bit better. And I don't think adding more tech is going to help that, because we know ourselves, Zoom meetings and stuff like that, you're on mute, there's frozen, there's lag in your broadband connection or something like that. You add more tech, there's more issues going to come into that. There'll be like, oh, my battery's about to die on my headset, I have to jump in this meeting. Silly things like that.
Yeah. Have you done it?
I've used older versions. I haven't used this Quest Pro, this new fancy version, but I've used older versions of VR headsets, and I'm someone who would suffer from motion sickness with it, and that's actually a really common thing.
Yeah,
really, really common. You can have eye strain, motion sickness, and there's even a Microsoft's version of this headset called HoloLens. They're doing tests with the US Army, and soldiers are saying they're, you know, feeling sick doing like war games and these headsets and stuff like that. So like they're not ideal for long usage, really. And a lot of people get motion sickness. Typically, women seem to suffer from it more than men. Just from
so the metaverse is sexist
there.
Already. Yeah. It's like heating in its very essence. It is sexist. I see. What did you do in the metaverse?
I would have only done gaming kind of stuff. So played some kind of tennis, some table tennis, and I went on a roller coaster, and that was interesting because I did get like butterflies in my stomach and those kind of experiences. Like it is quite immersive, and even with shoddy graphics it can be quite immersive, but that's why you will get motion sickness, because your brain isn't kind of keeping up with what your body's not doing, you know, that kind of thing.
Is it hard to take it seriously though, because people are in the metaverse, everyone is an avatar, which kind of looks like a bad kids cartoon of people. So like if you were doing business in the metaverse, like I'm a cartoon and you're seeing the people you're doing business with as cartoons.
Imagine trying to construct a business deal and you look like characters from Fireman Sam. it's bizarre. And then the other thing about the graphics is he got really slated for the initial version of the graphics that Mark Zuckerberg released. Like his avatar did look really cartoonish and silly. And then this latest event this week, he debuted this new avatar, which apparently like his design team are doing crunch work to get just right. So is everyone's avatar going to look that good, or do you need the design team of Meta to make your avatar look that good? And then he had these legs that he was so excited to show off, and it turns out that they were just animated using motion capture. They weren't actually part of the VR headset technology that they're selling.
Hang on, did the avatars not have legs before?
They were just floating bodies. It's so funny. They're floating bodies. And you could technically have your avatar be like a dinosaur or something like that. And there was, in the original Meta announcement, they had something like that. There was people being otherworldly forms in these like business meetings in Horizon Worlds. It was like, I just can't see this taking off.
Less. Barney the dinosaur shakes on it with Voldemort or whatever.
Sure.
Like, yeah. Listen, they're going to play this back in 30 years when everyone exists on the metaverse, and they'll be laughing at our naivety and thinking, it'll never catch on. So listen, in terms of what's going on at Meta, so as you said, like Zuckerberg is literally pouring billions into this. The share price of Meta, formerly Facebook, is down 60%. I know tech valuations are all off, but is he threatening to crash the whole company, like based on this pipe dream, do you think?
I think he could possibly do that, because when you think about like what spaces Meta or Facebook has innovated in the last number of years, it's mostly been through acquisitions. They bought Instagram, they bought WhatsApp, and Facebook itself is kind of declining as a platform of popularity. It still has a huge volume of users that they report, but it's not well liked. It's not talked about very favorably when you talk to people on the ground about these services. And when they try to change things like WhatsApp and Instagram, they get massive backlash. You see, when you get Kylie Jenner getting mad at you about Instagram, she is actually the head of Instagram, not Adam Mosseri. Like, because they had to backtrack on changes, because like if a Jenner or a Kardashian, the real influencers don't want this.
She's Jeremy Hunt in this situation, isn't she?
You've got nothing if they're not on board with it. Okay. And I think one of the flaws with the metaverse pitch, as well as the fact that I just don't see anyone being interested in it, is Mark Zuckerberg has placed himself as the metaverse champion, and he's not an influencer. He is making this look really dorky and unattractive. Like, even if it didn't already seem that way, he's no Steve Jobs. He doesn't have that kind of appeal that Steve Jobs had.
And I gather the staff at Meta aren't really on board enough either, are they?
So apparently the team that actually works on the metaverse, they are getting memos and emails from their own boss saying, like, can you actually use this for your meetings, please? So they're not even using Horizon workrooms to do their own meetings. And I assume that's because as engineers, like, they have a job to do. They have things that they need to get done. And they probably find that it's easier to do it in a more frictionless way.
in the real world. Let's make things hard for ourselves. Yeah. We're putting on a headset. Okay. This is nuts. So now, we could all be wrong and Barbados could be right. I understand Barbados have opened up an embassy in the metaverse now.
Yeah, so, well, they've said that they do that. They'd said it in around December 2021. And from all I can find, there isn't an embassy for Barbados in the metaverse just yet. And it seems a bit of a PR stunt. There was a lot of things like that being announced, like we're going to open a store in the metaverse. And I think Gucci actually sells things in Roblox, which is its own little online universe. So there's brands and there's organizations that will do things like this. And it's more of a PR stunt than anyone kind of like really saying that this is going to take off. And actually, it reminded me of a time when UCD actually opened a library in Second Life. Second Life was probably the original version of the metaverse. It's been around years.
Yes.
And
yeah,
it's just it's a virtual online world. And it's not like a game where you have objectives and levels that you play. You just kind of had a house and maybe had a bank account or a mortgage or something like that. Like you kind of played a second life in this virtual world. And that's why it was called Second Life.
And did that take off?
That was huge. And again, it was just, you know, it was like people like to play things like The Sims. People like to play simulated lifestyles. But it is kind of more of a sense of play and gaming. It's not like what you want to do in your everyday work or anything like that. It's actually an alternative reality, I think, people try to create for themselves in these worlds. And UCD actually opened a library in Second Life and held a lecture there. And that was a big deal for them because they could say, we were the first Irish university to do this. And this is a long time ago. And it is kind of like, it's a PR stunt to really do something like that.
Yeah, but you can't run a massive company on a PR stunt, which is kind of, yeah.
Yes.
And listen, I presume the ultimate idea of this is that the internet and all internet commerce and everything would start happening in the metaverse, that people spend money in the metaverse on meta things.
Yeah, and there's definitely like a commercial play there, but it's no different than, you know, e-commerce that already exists online or in gaming commerce, which is really, really common. And kids would be very, very familiar with paying micro payments for downloadable content and stuff like that. And that's the kind of thing that you'd expect to see if in a metaverse is you'll pay for clothes. You would pay virtual clothes. And I did hear one reporter say that she'd rather if she could get the real clothes and then like a digital version, like you get sometimes with a CD, you get like a digital download with it. But this is just purely digital stuff. So essentially what the metaverse is and the reason why Zuckerberg's and some other investor types are really mad to promote it is it's another way for tech to make money because they're running out of new ways to make money. We've all bought laptops. We've all bought the smartphones. We've all bought the consoles and they need to just go up and up and up and sell you more things. So they're just creating digital crap to sell you essentially now.
Okay, there's an email here saying, though, Brendan, sex will drive the metaverse. Before long, the globe will be virtually bonking each other. And I suppose, like, you would think,
honestly,
is that what it'll say?
If they actually wanted this to take off, it would be if they went through porn and or gaming.
That's depressing.
Because a lot of the internet was built on porn.
Okay, Elaine Burke, editor of Silicon Republic, completely writing off the metaverse there. So take that, Zuckerberg.